Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was back at work today. He's out on bond after yesterday's arrest on corruption charges. Blagojevich is accused of conspiring to enrich himself by selling President-elect Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat. Prosecutors say the governor was on a political corruption crime spree. Well, we're going to focus on another kind of corruption that's in the news this week. The group Transparency International released its 2008 Bribe Payers Index. It exposes the degree to which companies from leading exporting nations are likely to engage in bribery when doing business abroad. Juanita Riano is with Transparency International in Berlin. She's the author of the report. And Juanita, first of all, how did the U.S. fare on the Bribe Payers Index? Where do we stand in the rankings?
Well, out of the 22 countries ranked, U.S. is number 9. It's tied with France. Singapore is the third of the 9th place.
The top three on the list, the most kind of honest nations, as we can, if we can put it that way, are Belgium, Canada, and the Netherlands. And the bottom three on your list of 22 countries are, at the very bottom, Russia and then China and Mexico at in the 20th place. So what did these countries do, Mexico, China, and Russia, to put them at the bottom of the list with these very low rankings?
Well, it seems like when their companies operate abroad, they're quite likely to pay bribes to engage in daily business. However, I want to point attention to the fact that even though Belgium, Canada, Netherlands, and Switzerland are quite close at the top of the index, this doesn't mean that their companies are corruption-free.
I'm really curious to know about the methodology of this. I mean, so did you actually go out to, you know, in Russia and you went to the Acme widget company and said, so how many bribes did you pay last year? Were they, like, willing to tell you?
No, that's not how we approach the issue. What we did was, with this work, we wanted to put a finger more on the supply side of corruption rather than on the demand side of corruption. So we want to put this time the responsibility on those who are paying the bribes, which is contrary to the traditional view.
And describe what that traditional view is.
What we found is that corruption entails two parties, those who pay the bribes and those who take the bribes. Usually blame is put on public officials from less developing countries who are taking bribes. However, with the Bribe Payers Index, what we want to show is that companies behave differently when they operate in countries different to the ones where they are home-based. So they have double standards, and we want to call attention to that.
So just to clarify, I mean, when Russia is at the bottom of this list, it means that Russian companies are offering more bribes than other businesses from other countries that you've studied.
No, it means that they're more likely to pay bribes. Not that they're paying more bribes, but it's more likely to see a Russian company paying bribes when operating abroad than seeing companies from Belgium or Canada paying bribes when operating abroad.
But again,
it doesn't mean that Belgian and Canadian companies are not paying bribes.
But
it means that they're less likely to do so. So we didn't go to Russia and interview Russian firms regarding Russian firms when operating abroad. We went to Africa and to Latin America and even to OECD countries, and we asked them how Russian companies behave when they operate in their countries.
We know it's important to understand that there's corruption out there. Why do you think it's important to rank it?
Well, I guess it puts a peer pressure among companies in these countries. So that's one of the arguments of having rankings. However, the main message is that even the top performers are not doing well, and even though they're at the top of the index, there are still things to do.
Juanita Riano with Transparency International speaking with us from Berlin. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marcos.